It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
and the Coast Guard.
Thank you for your service.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
A day to honor all military service members.
Honor military servicemen and women.
Service and sacrifice.
Risk their lives for their country.
Thank you for your service.
So let's say a big thank you
to all the veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
Thank you so much, veterans. It's Veterans Day. It's 11-11. It's Friday. A lot happening here. The South Florida Morning Show. Good morning. There's Diener. I'm Bill. Karen's got more news throughout the day. She already put up her tree.
That's news in itself.
I was shocked. You know what else shocked me? Our lobby. The Christmas tree has begun in our corporate lobby down here.
Oh, is that right?
Did you see it?
No. I got to go out that way today and take a look. See, when I come in the morning, I park at a secret spot in the back of the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, to keep the paparazzi away.
That's right.
Yeah, I know you move.
Yeah, you've seen it happen. I go into a secret entrance in the back of the building.
That's right.
I very rarely see the front. I use a secret elevator.
It's the Bat Cave.
I avoid contact with everybody. It's nothing to do with germs or anything like that. I just don't want to see or talk to anyone.
No, it's a veteran move. I totally get it. I used to work with a guy. He used to do mornings over on Sunny. And
right.
He used to literally be out the day. We used to call it the Bat Cave. It's not there anymore. A back entrance that went to the stairs.
That's a good one.
He used to climb down the stairs to avoid people.
Oh.
And he was literally out. The show ended at 10. He was gone by 10:01. And the salespeople used to try to find him. And they were like, where is he?
They just heard him on the radio.
It was amazing.
That's a good move.
Anyway.
Yes.
Welcome to Friday. We've got a lot to cover up here. We'll get to the Trump thing in just a second. But in the first place, talking about veterans again, this is the day I see this list and they add to it every single year. It always surprises me. I'm always amazed at how many celebrities and artists are veterans. And I didn't even know. Everybody knows about Elvis. I get that.
Right.
To a certain extent, Johnny Cash, who was in the Air Force.
Right.
You know, we knew that. We know about Kris Kristofferson because he talked about he was an Army helicopter pilot in Korea.
Yeah, see,
he did amazing things.
That's pretty cool.
John Fogerty was in the Army Reserves. This I never knew until today, and I consider myself a rock fan. Ray Manzarek from The Doors, he was in the Army.
He was?
Can you imagine coming out of the Army with a crew cut, going back home to Los Angeles, meeting Jim Morrison, then starting The Doors? You talk about a different kind of life.
Yeah, no, I would say that would be definitely a different departure from the Army in that time.
I did know this one. B.B. King was in the Army.
Oh, actually, I didn't know that.
I did know that one.
Oh.
This I did not know until this very day. Ice-T?
Yes.
Rapper, actor?
Right.
He's an Army veteran.
He is?
Yeah.
He was in the Army before going into rap and NWA and everything like that?
Had no idea.
Wait a minute. Ice-T. Oh, I'm thinking about Ice Cube. Never mind. Okay.
Oh, you know, Ice-T.
Yes, Ice-T. Okay.
Ice-T, the actor.
There we go. Gotcha.
You know, Shaggy?
Oh, yeah.
Rapper, kind of, sort of.
I think he was in Desert Storm.
He was a Marine. Well, makes sense. He was a Marine, and I figure of that age.
Right. Yeah. I do remember hearing about that.
This one I knew and forgot. You know, MC Hammer?
Oh, sure.
He's a Navy vet.
MC Hammer was in the Navy?
I had no idea.
That one got me. I did not know.
And this makes sense just because of his age, but I hadn't really heard this one before. Tony Bennett, legendary crooner.
Whoa.
He's in the Army.
I won't say what I was going to say.
Oh, you got to say it.
I was going to, actually, it might be true. I don't know. I was going to say, did he fight in World War I? But that's wrong of me to say, Bill, so I won't say it.
And Civil War hero Tony Bennett.
Happy Veterans Day. Already I'm offending people 3 minutes into the show.
This is why he leaves under cover of night,
this is
folks.
Why.
So he doesn't get eggs thrown at him like King Charles.
That's right. Yeah, that was a crazy story yesterday. But no, that's cool. I didn't know there were so many celebrities, musicians.
I didn't either.
We're veterans.
Honest to God, I had no idea.
Well, happy Veterans Day to them as well.
I guess 11-11 at 11-11, night and day is a big thing to make a wish. Also never heard that.
Is that right?
I'll forget when it happens.
There's no way.
I'll be driving home this morning, and there's no way I'll remember.
Is there a better chance of the wish coming true at AM or PM? Do we know?
Probably,
I feel like at night.
I feel like at night, too.
Right? It's like more mysterious.
Well. Yeah.
You know?
Could be.
The stars and the moon are out.
Could be.
I think that's completely ridiculous.
Who knows? You make your own luck, right?
Yes.
All right. Votes still hanging in the balance. Carrie Lake went on last night, gave her supporters on social media an update. There's still literally hundreds of thousands of votes to be counted in Arizona. This is preposterous.
Speaking about needing to make a wish, I think they need to stand under the stars in Arizona tonight and do that, because it's just, what is happening?
It's Friday. We had Election Day on Tuesday.
I mean,
they started their early voting weeks before that. This is so stupid.
We were joking about it yesterday because it's like, haha, enough. You know, funny. But now you look at it and it's just, it's angering. It's like, what are you doing? There's still 200,000 to 300,000 votes left to count in Arizona. She's 0.6 percentage points behind Katie Hobbs, Kerry Lake there. And then Blake Masters is about 4.5% down from Mark Kelly.
But I never hear anything, updates on his race anymore.
No, I know.
I don't even hear anything. I hear hers because she makes an announcement about it. I haven't heard anything but that very important Senate race to us. Nothing.
It's still, from what I'm seeing and hearing, people are confident that not only Kerry Lake is going to win, because obviously hers is much, much closer.
Right.
But that Blake Masters is about 100,000 votes behind, is going to come back when these other votes are counted.
Wow.
I don't know.
Could be, it would make sense. I don't know. We'll get to that. I don't know. No one can explain what Trump is doing right now. No one. So don't get on here and start chatting at us on the text line and saying, yeah, there's a bunch of turncoats. No.
No.
It's A-okay to criticize him, because this is just a stupid move. Now the war is on. Remember it was me yesterday saying, you know, there's a chance that Trump and DeSantis can get along. What an idiot I am.
Well, I had a feeling.
That lasted 8 hours.
I didn't think that would happen, but I didn't think it would be this quick.
No one did.
Wow.
We'll tell you why coming up next. And by the way, an amazing, amazing discovery off the Florida coast. Did you hear about this?
No. What'd they do?
Divers found something incredible they didn't think existed. It's coming up next.
Oh, that'd be cool.
The South Florida Morning Show. Welcome to Friday. Keep it here. Hello, Karen. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to news. Coming up at 6:30. What you got going on?
So we have Tropical Depression Nicole now headed into Georgia. But as a hurricane, she's blamed for 5 deaths in Florida. Orange County officials say 2 died after being electrocuted by a downed power line. And then the storm unearthed bones. 6 bodies found on Hutchinson Island. They believe it's from an old Indian or Native American burial ground.
Amazing.
It's so amazing.
Amazing week for archaeology. We got a story coming up here about what a History Channel doc crew found off the Florida coast. You're not going to believe it. It's amazing. They couldn't believe it.
By the way, the deputy chief says beachgoers came upon an old skull and then some arm and leg bones, are like, oh my God. So they called and they did an investigation.
That is a wild story. I mean, you never think about it walking around how many Indian burial grounds there might be. I mean, all this land was American Indians.
There's one under Hard Rock Stadium.
I know. Don't remind me.
That's why they don't win.
Cursed.
All right, then we're coming up.
I don't think that's why they don't win. I think it was a bunch of bad GMs until now.
I think that the ghosts of the American Indians are happy they got to us. So now the curse is lifted.
That's what it was.
Yes.
It was some sort of Tungavaialoa means...
That's right.
Lift the curse, I think, in Samoan. I'm not sure, but...
So now they're all square.
That was like that, you know, curse of the Bambino, the whole concocted thing about the Red Sox.
Yes.
That's why they haven't won in 84 years. No, it was horrific GMs for decades. That's what it was.
I mean, it might have something to do with it.
God.
Yeah, you never know.
Thank you, Karen. We'll see you for news a little over 10 minutes away. Bottom of the hour, News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. All right, I don't know. No one can explain it. No one. Trump's strongest allies can't explain it. We can't ignore it anymore. I'm tired of talking about it, but here we go.
What did Trump truth?
I don't know what the plan is. I know that unless, you know, you dare criticize him now, people will say, well, he's playing 4D chess. You just don't understand, is he? And now he says, run De Sanctimonious, which is not even really a good nickname.
Yeah, and now
it's not even that good.
That is a nickname that he came up with and he debuted last weekend, and he's sticking with it. Sanctimonious is not a good thing, by the way, for everybody who thinks that he's calling him holier than thou.
Yeah, stop trying to twist it.
Yeah,
he's playing games. The fake news asks him if he's going to run. President Trump runs and he says, I'm only focused on the governor's race. I'm not looking into the future. Well, in terms of loyalty and class, that's really not the answer. So Trump so far is very upset that DeSantis' team is even looking into a run.
Right.
I'm getting from this.
That's what I got from it, because it was actually a long, winding, weird message that he put out in his, you know, presidential letterhead there from the desk of 45. It was kind of ramble-ish, if you will. From what I could surmise from it, he's upset. First of all, it sounded very petty. I mean, he's calling DeSantis an average governor with average numbers, and the only reason people moved down here during COVID was because of the weather. It didn't have to do with his leadership. I was like, well, that's kind of dumb. I mean, it's actually proven that they moved down here because we were a free state. But if that's the attack you want to go with, it's politics. I get it. Go ahead. But yeah, from what I can gather from it, he's basically saying that he's upset that he hasn't come out to say, I will not run against you, sir. You right. do your thing and I'll do mine.
He goes on to say, this is just like 2015 and 2016, a media assault collusion. When Fox News fought me to the end until I won, and then they couldn't have been nicer or more supportive. The Wall Street Journal loved low-energy Jeb Bush. It's worth it, though, to get that back in there.
Yeah.
Low energy. And a succession of other people as they rapidly disappeared from sight, finally falling in line with me as I easily knocked them out one by one. That part's true.
Yeah, some of the stuff he said was true.
We're in exactly the same position now. I don't really see that, but anyway, he does. They'll keep coming after us, MAGA, but ultimately we will win. Put America first and make America great again.
Look, we're all for that, or you know, putting America first and making America great.
To me, it's the timing. It's this fight has to happen anyway. It just does. And by the way, the fight between him and DeSantis is healthy. It's good. It's a good thing. It needs to happen. It's natural.
Find out where everybody stands.
Just not now.
Yeah.
I mean, why right. now?
He can't hold himself back. He's never been able to. He's not a tactician in the way of timing. He just, whatever is on his mind, he's going to say it. He's going to go for it. And if that's one thing we've learned, it's definitely that when it comes to Trump.
I don't know. I can't explain. So last night after all this happened, you first made me aware of this last night, and then it was everywhere. And then I'm looking at people who like support Trump and they support America first and kind of have always had an insight to him. So the first person I looked to was Mark Levin,
mm-hmm.
the great one.
Oh, yeah, the great one.
Who's a genius. And even he goes, yeah, I have no idea what he's doing.
Wow, really?
No, nobody does.
It's just Trump being... Trump. Yep. I mean, that's really the best way I can describe it. It comes across as petty. It comes across as kind of desperate and grasping for straws, if I'm being honest. Yeah. I mean, look, we said it a few days ago. You know, he got mad at us for, oh, you're turning against Trump. No, we're calling it like we see it.
We want him to be honest, you know, and an honest assessment of Trump. And everybody wants America first. I'm fine with either of them.
Right.
But you know what kills me, what bothers me the most about this is all the Democrats and the media loving it. And I hate that.
Oh, of course.
I hate that.
They love seeing them, you know, fight back and forth. But, well, you know, DeSantis hasn't said anything. I don't think he's going to say anything.
No, by the way, that's the smartest move. It'll drive Trump crazy if DeSantis ignores him.
I think he's just going to ignore him.
I mean, completely quiet.
And I don't think it's a bad thing for the way that DeSantis answered, saying he's, you know, focusing on the governor's race. So, you know, a lot to talk about with this.
In good news, this is amazing to me. And maybe only to me, but I have no idea.
I don't know. We'll see.
A large section of the ill-fated Space Shuttle Challenger has been found off the Florida coast and was done by a History Channel documentary diver team. They found something amazing. The heat tiles gave divers their first clue that it was debris from the belly of the Space Shuttle off our coast, off of Cape Canaveral. How about that?
Oh, wow. This is an unbelievable story.
It's amazing. This is one of the divers, actually, that found some of the stuff.
It's very rare when you dive down and find something such as this. And we were blown away when we realized what it was. This was the last thing we expected to find.
A lost piece of, it's American history, tragic history for sure. But and so what do you do with it? Obviously, it's going to go to NASA. NASA got word of it right away, and they have to, like, confirm it. They have to, like, verify it. And they say they're going to display it in the most honorable possible way.
I can assure you NASA will put the memory and legacy of the crew and the families foremost in its thoughts and planning as we move forward.
Do you think this gives...
Incredible.
I think maybe family members or loved ones of those that died in the Challenger disaster, any more closure at all?
That's what I was wondering. I mean, look, this is, what, 36 years ago?
36.
I mean, you're talking if some of their parents are still around, I don't know, or at least, you know, maybe brothers or sisters for sure. I think maybe in a weird way it might give them some closure, right?
Maybe. I just think that's amazing, though. I really do.
If they would
find something like this many years later, it makes sense because the debris field just didn't go inland, and that thing took years to find all the pieces and reconstruct that thing.
Gosh.
And I wonder, I don't think so, but I wonder if this piece helps them explain more of what happened.
Maybe, like a missing piece of the puzzle.
Wow.
It's just an amazing story. They're down there looking for World War II wreckage, this documentary that they're making, and they stumble across this, a piece of history.
That's incredible. It really is. All right, more headlines coming up next. What's the latest on these Western states that can't figure out how to count their votes? Because it's important to all of us. We'll give you an update on that coming up. And the most controversial thing we talk about all year,
Uh-oh.
The National Toy Hall of Fame toys have been finalized.
No.
The inductees.
We have our list?
It's done.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You thought the midterms were controversial.
Trump versus DeSantis is nothing.
It's nothing compared to this.
No.
All right, we got that and more. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you so much, Katya. Appreciate you. Well, after dealing with all week, you know, it obviously wasn't that big a deal for us. It was up on around Daytona. We'll have more on that in just a second, but after dealing with, and you still have to deal with it no matter what it is, and hear about it all week long, that tropical storm slash hurricane, isn't it nice to hear that we've got not a cold, but a cool front coming on Sunday?
That's, you know what?
Here we go.
It's a nice thing to look forward to after the stress of this week.
It was a stressful damn week.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it could have been a lot worse, obviously, storm-wise, but it was just a stressful week with the midterm thing and then a storm, and it was just bizarre nature of it.
And now we can say, you know what? It's going to be a nice weekend. Yeah. There's fun events going on this weekend.
Right.
In Palm Beach and Martin counties, you got Veterans Day parades going on today. So we can go outside and enjoy.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing.
It's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
Still a little bit of remaining stress because of these Western states that cannot, for the life of them, figure out how to count votes. And maybe that's intentional. Don't know.
Mm.
But this is Friday. The slow walk, slow vote continues. Lots of states, obviously the brunt of it, because the worst one is the state of Arizona, and specifically Maricopa County. Now, this is an update from Carrie Lake, who most likely is still going to become governor when these late votes are counted. This is how she updated her supporters last night, Diener.
Our followers have been so passionate, and they're waiting on pins and needles. I want them to know tonight I'm 100% confident we win this.
She's been confident the whole time, by
she
the
has.
Way, even when it says she was down like 20 points.
When they count those, by the way, we're expecting them to go possibly 70% for us, maybe even more. Worst case scenario, we win by 53,000 votes.
Wow.
Worst case scenario, she said. Now, this is why Arizona is important, not only in that gubernatorial race, but clearly the Senate race, too. Because the very first thing that'll happen if she's in, especially if they get the Senate done, too, with Blake Masters, and that attorney general election as well, which is very important. They're going to clean up the election. And they've already talked about following the Florida model, how we cleaned it up and fixed it. That's an amazing thing for all national elections going forward. That's key.
We have the model here. And that's
absolutely.
I mean, not saying that in a cocky way, but I mean, you see how Florida has been over the past, you know, few election cycles.
Right.
And we do have the model. We cleared, especially lately, after what DeSantis did as well, when, you know, kind of clearing the voter rolls and putting in these anti-voter fraud laws that we have now. And, you know, obviously
ballot
voter
harvesting
ID.
Gone.
But yeah, that's gone.
Done.
That's a thing of the past. So Arizona, that's one of the reasons why this is so big. Not only to, you know, help in the effort to clean things up in the country, but to clean up their elections. This is inexcusable what's happening there.
Oh, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. Even after it's worse than 2020.
It is.
How in the hell do you not fix that after that?
There's two options.
No, I know how. They don't want to.
They don't want to. And that's exactly it. There's two things to this. It's either total incompetence mixed in with apathy, or it's just complete fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Either one is not good. So, you know, hopefully things go the way that we're hoping, which is Carrie Lake ends up taking it. Blake Masters can somehow come from behind and take this, and then they can clean up Arizona and fix the elections there the way that they should be, not this garbage that's going on.
All right, we got to get to the Senate race there, too, with Blake Masters, because I hear nothing. You got to search deep to find out updates from that one,
too. Weird.
And we've said it again. How, with these votes that they're still counting, okay, these are walk-up election day votes.
Right.
Believe it or not, even though they're Friday. It's this Friday. They're walk-up votes because these are from mostly people who did not trust the mail-in system.
Correct.
So they're pre-filled out from them,
mm-hmm.
but they dropped them off. But day of election, and that's key.
Right.
If they're so confident that Carrie Lake is going to win that because of the nature of what this is, how could Blake Masters not? Like who's the person, the voter, that would walk up to this thing and vote for Carrie Lake but not Blake Masters against Mark Kelly, a senator in Arizona that has supported an open border? Someone please explain that to me.
And that's why they feel confident that Blake Masters can win as well. I mean, he's down about 4.5%, which comes out to about 110,000 votes. And if you do the math, they're saying there's still about 300,000 votes left to count in Arizona for both of these races.
That's what they're saying.
So
this is what they said as of last night. This is from the AP. 540,000 votes still haven't been counted in Arizona, the state.
Jeez.
95,000 were uncounted in Nevada.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So don't forget about them.
Yeah, that too.
And then the other House races throw it sprinkled throughout the county, country, that right. are still happening.
Totally. It's just ridiculous, man. Again, it's one of two things, and neither of them are good. It's incompetence and apathy, or it's corruption. One or the other has to be fixed. It cannot keep happening like this.
Maybe all of it. Don't forget about, we haven't talked about California a lot because it's like a wash.
Right.
You're just like, well, it's not going to go well. We should, because there are House races that are flipping blue to red.
That's true.
If they can count them. More than a dozen House races are still uncalled. That's over 12 House of Representative seats.
That's right.
These are Congress people, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Just sitting there. Nobody's paying attention to it, which is why we bring your attention to it. Another thing that has been called in California, how about the mayor of Los Angeles?
That's right, too.
Where the Republican is leading. So, you had Biden out there with his cocky attitude a couple days ago. I'm going to take some questions. I'm feeling good. We did all right. Well, I mean, really, if you really look at what's going on, maybe not the right way everybody expected, but there's a lot of flips going on.
Oh, there is.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of positive to take out of this, but the most negative thing of all is just what affects the country. We cannot have this. You can't roll on into, day 10.
No.
7 to 10 days after an election, undecided.
They're talking early next week.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, come on.
It's going to be some sort of Thanksgiving announcement for the mayor of L.A.
Yes.
race. Well, if you thought that was controversial, you haven't seen or heard anything. I think even more controversial are the nominations for the Toy Hall of Fame class.
Uh-oh.
Because there's always something where people are like, what the hell? Well, it's out. The Toy Hall of Fame has announced the three toys it'll induct into the Hall of Fame this year. And they are... Are you ready?
Oh, boy. I don't know if I'm ready for this, because I remember when we went over the nominees and I was really, really passionate about He-Man and things like that. I'm scared they didn't make it. I haven't seen this list, so this is a complete surprise to me.
All right. We'll go through. What gets ridiculous were the other nominees that didn't make it, but here are the finalists. First of all, listen to this guy. And he starts with number three, and then it goes two, and then one. He gives you number three as well, but listen to this dude.
Good morning, and welcome to the 2022 nice. National Toy Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Oh, God.
As songwriter Cole Porter might say,
what?
It's the top.
Oh, he's a beaut.
He sounds like a total creeper. But you heard him say there, one of the entries is the top.
The top. Got it. Okay. All right. It's a classic. I mean, it's been around for a long time.
This is worse than when they inducted the string. All right, what are the other two? No. This one has a crowd behind them, by the way.
Oh.
Number two?
Yeah.
And number one?
Light Bright.
Light Bright, man!
Hey! Masters of the Universe.
Yeah!
Oh, they saved it. Thank God.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
And a tie for number one, Blake Masters. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a different thing.
He-Man got in, and there we go. Masters of the Universe. That's all the He-Man toys.
And that was a huge selling toy. That I get. When they put in things like the top, the string... Remember 2 years ago? The stick.
The stick. Sand.
Here are the finalists that didn't make it. You ready?
Yeah.
Bingo.
Okay.
Briar horses. What are those?
Oh, I know. Jen was all about those.
Jen was all about it. I had no idea what they are.
Yeah.
Are they toy horses?
I believe so. I think they're like really expensive toy horses.
Nerf toys.
Nerf has got to get in there next year.
The pinata.
Yeah, that doesn't belong.
Phase 10, the card game.
Nope. Out.
Pound puppies.
Oh, pound puppies should get in.
That
one
was
year.
A big toy.
Yeah.
Racco.
Nope.
Don't know what that is. And the Spirograph.
That's a Spirograph toy?
No, it's not. That's a no. It is not.
I mean, it's very popular. Every kid had one, but I don't know if it's a toy per se.
All right, we got more from Trump starting a fight with DeSantis for some unknown reason. We got to go over that briefly, but. You know what?
Yes.
Tropical storm / Hurricane Nicole dug up something amazing on the Treasure Coast.
Man, this thing did some damage, and it really, like you said, dug up something. We never think about these things being around.
And they're everywhere. It's a big week for archaeology.
Yeah.
That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. How about more news? Karen's got that for us. What do you have going on at 7 o'clock?
So Elon Musk is putting the hammer down at Twitter on his employees.
Yup.
During an all-hands-on company meeting Thursday. Here's some of the audio.
If people do not return to the office when they are able to return to the office, they cannot remain at the company. End of story. I think we are not understaffed. I think we are overstaffed. That is my opinion, which you're welcome to disagree with.
And they're like, wah, you name it. And filing lawsuits. So he goes, look, he warned the employees Twitter could go bankrupt.
Right. It's not off the table.
And he also says parody accounts have to have the word parody in the handle.
He's really cracking down on the parody accounts.
Yeah. And apparently there are a lot of fake accounts after you could pay $8 for the check.
Yeah.
There was a Donald Trump, George Bush, LeBron James, other ones. But they get rid of them as fast as they pop up. So.
Man, it's crazy, though. Some of those that came up, you're right. Like Eli Lilly, someone made a parody account. And you see the blue check, you think it's real until you click on it. So that's why he said it has to be in the name.
Yes.
Right.
Because they put out a tweet that tricks a lot of people. It said, from now on, insulin is going to be free.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lockheed Martin, a fake one that came out and said, we're no longer, you know, supplying weapons to different countries. So it's like, yeah. Well,
it could be really dangerous. I'm glad he's doing that. Yeah. What I like, too, he'll adjust things on the fly. So they tried for one day. We were looking at it in here going, what is this? There's people with blue check marks and then a black one that says official. Those are the people that had original blue check marks.
Oh.
And then nobody liked it, so we got rid of it.
Right.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a black check mark
for a
day.
Yeah, it lasted for like half a day. And he goes, yeah, we're going to get rid of that.
And he said, he's like, we're just basically workshopping things as we go along.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, anyway.
I love it.
There's too many people and need to come back to work.
Yeah, but all the users are going up, too, so.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Karen. That and a lot more coming up in 10 minutes. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you, vets. Welcome to Friday. More importantly, though, the biggest news out of Twitter yesterday, and even if you're not on Twitter, it matters. What this means is free information. Two more top Twitter executives, the bad ones, are gone. Two executives working in the security and privacy division of Twitter, one of whom was the guy in charge of suppressing the Hunter laptop information before the 2020 election,
wow.
The guy, Yoel Roth, quit after Elon's first company meeting. The news comes just hours after Twitter's chief information security officer also quit. Since the takeover, social media company has lost well over 3,000 employees. They make it sound like he lost all these employees, like they're all leaving.
Right.
As you heard in Karen's audio there in the conference call, he got rid of them.
That's right.
The lost. Oh, it's another loss.
I know.
It's not a loss. It's a massive gain for information.
That's true, especially with people like that getting out. Because that's actually, that was one of the things a lot of conservative talking heads were upset about. They're like, we knew Elon wasn't for real because he's not getting rid of these people.
God.
And so now that guy is gone. So maybe now they can be happy.
They're never happy.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone is complaining these days. That's another thing why it was so stressful this week after the midterms. Constant, nonstop complaining from everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
About everything.
The infighting. I know we're about to get to it, but the infighting between the different factions of the Republican Party is out of control right now.
I'm just tired of it because it shouldn't be. It's the most depressing thing about the midterms that came out of that was all the whining back and forth. Not helped by this at all. Trump's announcement of the Trump 45 official site yesterday, calling him again, Ron DeSanctimonious.
That's his name for him.
Playing games. Fake news asks him if he's going to run if President Trump runs, and he says, I'm only focused on the governor's race. I'm not looking into the future. Well, in terms of loyalty and class, that's really not the right answer. Oh, baloney. Just stop.
That's ridiculous.
No one can. And we're going to get the criticism today. Oh, you turned on Trump. No, we didn't.
No.
Try to hold him accountable, for Christ's sake.
That's what we do. Again, I said it on Monday after the whole Ron DeSanctimonious quip that he made over the weekend at that Pennsylvania rally. I said, we're not going to come on here and worship at the altar of Trump. What we do is we try to hold everybody accountable.
So he's actually, but why now? Okay, you don't want him running. That's fine. The fight has to happen. And I'm looking forward to it happening. It's going to be great. It's going to be healthy. Because at the end of it, you're going to have an idea of where the future goes for, like, America, right?
Right.
Yeah, don't start this crap now. Just stop, would you?
It's too early. I mean, yes, we said wait until after the midterms. It's after the midterms. So in that aspect, at least it's after the midterms now. But still, it's like, and he's even announcing too early. I'm sorry. I know he's announcing Tuesday night, and everyone's all excited for that. And it's going to be a cool moment. And I'm going to be up watching it. It's at 9 p.m., by the way, on Tuesday. And it's going to be a big deal. But it's too early. Wait until like January, like mid-January, early February. You're doing this while counting is still going on.
Yeah, that's true.
You're doing it in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's a bad time to even announce that. So it's a timing issue for Trump right now.
You know what's funny, though? At the end of the day, after all of this that we're going to go through for the next 2 years, a lot of it will be fun. It's still going to be Trump, and he's still going to win in 2024.
I sure hope he does.
I'm convinced he is.
I really hope he does.
It's just what we go through before that.
Yes.
Because you know what bothers me? And I said this before, is Biden getting up there like gleefully enjoying the divide here that. And the media loving this and all that. Because
it's in the moment.
I can't stand them. And anyway, we got a cold front coming on Sunday in the aftermath of the storm, which is great. And it's amazing what could get churned up in an archaeology aspect after some of these storms. And Hurricane Nicole unearthed a somewhat grisly but also amazing discovery in Martin County. The sheriff's office chief deputy is telling the media now that crime scene technicians are investigating what's believed to be a Native American burial ground. Now,
amazing.
Crime scene has to be there because they have the forensics.
Sure.
But archaeologists will come in and look at this. This is an amazing discovery for Florida history and Native American history.
It really is. And this is what, in the Hutchinson Island area?
Yes.
Right? So this is incredible. I mean, we just talked about earlier, didn't have to do with the storm, but we talked about earlier the find for the History Channel crew doing a documentary on World War II wreckage, and they come across Challenger wreckage from the Challenger disaster.
Incredible.
And now you have this, which was, you know, unearthed from the storm, waters churning things up. And there's so many burial grounds around. You know, we forget in our day-to-day where, you know.
Oh, it's all here.
The back and forth, the hustle and bustle. But there's so much out there from the history of Florida that we just don't even think about. And this is a great example of it.
It really is. So the deputies of Martin County, give them credit, did a great job, didn't disturb the site. Because they have to identify it as a federally protected Native American burial site.
Amazing.
So now the experts can get in there, kind of identify it, get some more idea of Native American history and Florida history as you put it together. And it's more we know about America. And it's amazing.
I wonder what it does for the real estate over there, though. I mean, I wonder how close this was to condos and things like that.
It's pretty. Looks pretty sparse.
Okay. Yeah. That's good, at least.
So it's not like a poltergeist situation.
Yeah, exactly right. Build it over the entire thing.
You only move the headstones.
Oh, no.
No, it's not one of those. But I just think that's amazing.
It is. It's a really cool find.
You know, growing up in the first place I lived was Concord, Mass, you know, as a kid. And miles of woods behind our house. Mm. We would find... And I didn't think anything of it. Not only Indian heads.
Really?
We have found musket things from the Revolutionary War all the time.
Is that right?
All like it was nothing.
Just
like,
laying
all
out
the time.
There. Wow.
Because that we were right on the Concord-Lexington line where those battles took place.
That's true, yeah.
Or people practicing, I don't know, militia armies, whatever it was. It was amazing. And I thought nothing of it as a kid. That was amazing.
You're finding arrowheads.
All the time.
The things from the battles of
a whole collection of them.
Civil War, Revolutionary War.
What do you got there next to your Star Wars action figures? Oh, there's some arrowheads.
Did you ever keep them?
No, I should have. I did for a while. I don't know what happened to them.
Man, that's wild, though, to think about. You're right. Things just lay around. You never know.
Country's not that old, Diener.
I know.
It's all right here.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we're going to give some more details about what they actually discovered about the Challenger disaster off the Florida coast here recently. That's another amazing discovery. We'll talk about that. We've got to talk about Veterans Day, though, honoring those who served always. What's the deal with the Western States votes?
Good
what
Lord.
Is happening? Hopefully an update on that coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.